it over to Jason Cool, who is our access coordinator for the next three, and then I'll be back.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Director Williams, Jason Cool, as Ken said, the Hunting Access Bureau Chief here in Helena with the Wildlife Division, so oversee block management and other creative hunting access solutions that are similar to what you see here today. I've got the next three. The first one up is actually a final. You provided endorsement for that in April of 2018. It's to adopt assignment of the hunting access rights on the Buxbaum Boulder Creek Ranch. This property is, as noted before, is about 1,200 acres over by Maxville. It's through generous partnership with the Buxbaum family and NRD and Five Valleys Land Trust that these kinds of projects are able to be done. We really support and thank NRD for keeping access as a component of their projects. So this one, again, like I said, no funds would be used from FWP. You provided the endorsement in April. A draft EA went out for 30-day comment period in December, posted on FWP's website, and notices were published in different newspapers, as well as the EA was sent to adjacent landowners. And finally, we had a public hearing in January of 2019. Total comments, there was 11 received, 9 support or strongly support. One stated it'd be good, the project is good for hunting access, but would like to see other recreational opportunities provided. And then one opposed as they wanted FWP to actually purchase the land as opposed to just getting an assignment of the hunting access rights. So with that, we respectfully ask that you would finalize this project.
The motion.
Jason. Mr. Chairman, I move that the Commission approve FWP's proposal to accept delegation from Five Valleys Land Trust of the hunting access portion of the Buxbaum Boulder Creek Ranch CE conservation easement in Region 2.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion to second. Quick question, just as far as were these hunting rights, were they part of the right of public hunting access? That was a component of the conservation easement.
I have the region staff on standby to correct if I'm misspoken, but I believe the requirement is that actually NRD is requiring a public access component, and so we're jumping in to help manage that public access for hunting.
All right. When I look at this and you think of all the press and all the discussion this year as it relates to conservation easements and more particularly hunting access to conservation easements, this is another example, much like Horse Creek in southeastern Montana, where you are working with private landowners to provide perpetual hunting access for Montanans. And it may not appear to folks right now that this is really important, but I can guarantee in 100 years people will be thanking you for getting this done. So, good work. And I'm strongly supportive.
Mr. Chairman, I have to agree with you. It's a great acquisition of opportunity for a lot of sportsmen in that area. And again, that's another area that's close to home. I'm pretty familiar with it. And I also want to, offer a thanks, to Five Valleys Land Trust and partners and the landowners. It's one thing to make these kinds of things happen because we're seeing more and more partnerships. And by golly, they're worth their weight in gold.
Go ahead.
If I could add in, and I know we have regional staff there as well. Theirs have better. Just that this is another example of hard worked out partnerships. I mean, this is, I think, a great idea moving forward, and to thank NRD and all of the other partners, Five Valleys Land Trust, the landowners as well, but also the region and working. I think it demonstrates we're not being greedy. We're not gobbling up land. We're looking for access for those opportunities outside.
To facilitate our wildlife management goals. Yeah. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And Jason, before you move on, how do you... So the hunting access on something like this, is this going to be managed like block management? Or is... Because you look at that parcel and it's... It's, 1,000 acres or so.
Right.
1,100 acres, next to a bunch of Forest Service. Is it going to have sort of limited access so the elk stick around, or is it going to be, how do you guys envision doing that?
So with that agreement, it was originally designed for 50 hunter days, and typically most of those, including this one, are managed through block management.
And so people sign up for reservation, first come,
I believe,
first.
That's correct. It'll be on a reservation type.
Good. All right. All right, next.
So the next...